Hello, Jesuit community. Coming to you live today from room 144 in Jesuit. It's the Scotty Bart Sports Show. Alongside the human Sasquatch, Scott Weiss, I'm Christian Bartholomew.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Human Sasquatch coming to you from room 144. Currently next to the D-Man, Mr. Dondas. So if you hear any strange noises in this edition's broadcast, you'll know where they're coming from.
Got some baseball playoffs for you alongside with some lax domination.
With only two sports remaining, really got to concert our efforts on the only two sports that do remain.
Let's get it going. It's Diamond Talk, Jesuit.
Play ball!
Last Thursday, your Varsity Ranger baseball team defeated Lake Highlands 11-2, clinching the 9-5A district championship for the team. Your winning pitcher in that game, Josh Vanderheiden, and Kevin Terry sending a long bomb into some houses surrounding the Lake Highlands field.
He's been known to do that.
Occasionally. On Saturday marked Jesuit Senior Day with an absolute romping of Powerhouse Samuel 15-0.
Let's go Rangers!
We're going to go over now and just give you a little brief bio info, if you will, of our seniors graduating this year for the Varsity Ranger baseball team. Second base, Pierce Ryan going to the University of Arkansas next year. My boy Pierce, he's a little light in complexion, but he can smack the ball around.
He plays games, former athlete of the week for his Grand Slam. Guy's got some solid all-around skills.
Pitcher first base, Luke Zeski, will be attending Incarnate Word down in San Antonio, where he'll be playing football.
I honestly couldn't tell you where Incarnate Word is, but I'm sure he'll do well there.
Luke Zeski, number one in our hearts. Pitcher Josh Vanderheiden will be headed to UT.
Not a surprise there. He got into business school. Very intelligent man. Josh Vanderheiden also delivered the game-winning hit against Samuel, coming up big in only his third at-bat of the season.
Really showing some composure there up on the plate. Catcher Kevin Terry will be attending the University of Nebraska to play baseball for one of the, well, Scotty, one of the more prestigious programs in the country.
The guy can just flat-out play, let's be honest.
You know, Josh Bell is going to be going to UT, but as Mr. Martinez has said, will he?
I don't know. Mr. Martinez, father of the famed coach Marty Martinez, classic there. Freshman baseball coach here at Jesuit, all-around athlete, all-around stud. We all love him.
Hearts.
Josh Bell, very talented. Lot of possibility there that he's going to be given.
A lot of unknown factors, however, Scott. We really don't know, but, you know, let's give him the best. Let's hope for it. Both Zach Redding and Jeffers Rader are undecided right now, trying to get, you know, a baseball opportunity. Both of them excellent, stupendous players. Let's hope that the college gives them a chance to play ball.
They've been coming up big all year in the middle of the Jesuit order, so let's hope that the colleges have seen this.
Shortstop Mike Savage will be attending the University of Texas at Austin.
Very exciting for Mike.
Second baseman Robert Cronodal will be attending the University of Missouri following in the footsteps of his brother.
Really glad for Robert. It's unfortunate that he won't be able to play baseball at Mizzou, but you never know.
Third baseman Jeff Schaumer will be attending the University of North Carolina to play football. A three-sport athlete here at Jesuit, he's got it all.
And he's also a member of the Aryan race.
That is true, Scotty. He and I, we've often been called twins. I don't know where it comes from, but you know, things happen. And that'll conclude Diamond Talk.
Lacrosse, big news in the Jesuit community. Currently in the playoffs, first round game against Plano, 19-5 thrashing. The better question is, who didn't score for the Jesuit Rangers that game?
Talking to Matt Miller this morning in my homeroom, Senior Nielsen, shout out. Anyways, 15-0 at halftime. That's unbelievable, Scotty.
They were on pace for 30 goals.
30.
It's a lot.
30.
That is quite a lot.
I don't even know how to properly equate that. Okay, let's just say it's a football game. Scotty, what's the score equivalent to?
Probably 69 points at halftime.
Wow. What about baseball?
Probably still 15 after three innings.
It's pretty ridiculous. That's a run rule.
Especially in the playoffs.
Now, in several recent polls online, Jesuit has been ranked either number one or number two in the state. That is huge.
We've got the talent to go all the way this year.
Talking to attackman Alex Petzos,
faceoff specialist,
he's been telling me that they have a pretty good chance to get all the way to the state final this year, where they will probably face either ESD or St. Mark's.
Smlax proved a tough test earlier in the season, playing at St. Mark's.
But don't rule out Coppell. Although we beat them the first time, Alex was sure to reassure me that they are no team just to play around with.
All the teams when you get in the playoffs are pretty tough. Let's see if the Rangers can rise above the rest.
Be sure to check out Jesuit's website for all future playoff dates. Get out there. Be rowdy. Go Rangers. Texas. Baseball. Playoffs. High school. Scotty, this is one of the biggest stages for our athletes here at Jesuit. Any words of advice for what our baseball team needs to look out for entering into the playoffs next week?
Look both ways before you cross the street. You don't want to fall victim to an errant motor vehicle operator. That would be a bad way to end the season.
True words. True words. Now, what do you think is our strongest asset going into playoffs? What are our strong points?
I would have to say our offense is a massive strength. But don't look past the pitching staff. That's going to be where games are won. Good pitching always defeats good hitting.
It's very true. We saw that earlier this year from perfect games from Nick Jordan and Joe Powell, really proving decisive in some key district victories.
Also Luke Zeske with that massive win on Senior Day over Samuel.
Could not be forgotten.
Can't forget the Big Z.
Always remembered.
Going forward into the playoffs, pitching's really going to need to step up, and our offense is going to have to continue to carry the load. We're going to go all the way to state.
Defense has been strong throughout the season, though, Scotty. A little shaky in the beginning. Errors were pretty prevalent. But, you know, we've really settled down under the influence of head coach Brian Jones, assistant coach Sean Gavin, and the always present Big Daddy.
Corey Pointer, legend here at the Jesuit community. Don't forget the contributions, though, of one Michael, coach Marty Martinez. Can't forget his ability to hit fungos out in the outfield, or even this year, just persevering, helping maintain the field and leading the freshman team in their quest for victory.
Good years for both our freshman and JV moving forward. Let's hope Jesuit varsity baseball team can get a really far run, hopefully get all the way to state this year.
This week's Hot Sports Topic of the Week is the lack of fan support in Dallas sports.
The Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex encompasses a large multitude of people. But I'm calling you out today, folks. Your lack of fandom is embarrassing.
Went to the Mavs game the other night. Did not get to witness the Brandon Roy show, but did get to witness typical D-Mavs performance. And the fans did not disappoint. One of the least rowdiest crowds in all of the NBA. You've come to expect a lackluster performance from D-Mavs fans.
To be honest, Scotty, I went to a San Antonio Spurs game a few years ago. You know what? They didn't need any computer-generated sounds or effects or music. They had the fans clapping and stomping their feet, cheering their team on to victory. Did they win the game? Yeah. Of course they did. They've got their fans behind them. I go to a D-Mavs game, you know what I see?
Nothing.
Embarrassment.
Artificial fan noise.
Oh, it's always present. Let's go, Mavs. I don't want to hear that.
It's the most ridiculous thing when you have to listen to a recording of the PA announcer chant things that should be started by the fans. I went to the Mavs game against the Spurs, in which the Spurs led by 10 points at half. The Mavs fans never got out of their seat. And the only thing they could muster was 10 points is nothing in the NBA.
It's ridiculous.
Let me tell you, Mavs fans, 10 points is a lot when you're trailing. Now, when the Mavs are leading by 10 points, it really is nothing, as they've proven to blow a 23-point lead against Brandon Roy and the rest of the Blazers.
I went to the Denver Nuggets game a few weeks ago.
Danilo
Gallinari, one of the best players in the NBA. But on a side note, well, it was a pretty important game for the Mavs, trying to decide what seed they would have going into the playoffs. They were down by 7 with 4 minutes left in the game. I look out throughout the crowd. You know what I see? No one. They're leaving. They've gone because they've already understood that their team probably won't win, but they don't care. They're not going to cheer their team on for a comeback. No, they're going to leave and go home.
recently had Junior Cross Mass. Mr. Kanai shared with us a very poignant story about Mavs fans. He said he was at a game, and it was in the second quarter, and he looked up, and the Mavs weren't playing that great, but the game was still tight. But the fan support was nowhere to be found. Where has it gone?
Now, Scott, do you think that the Mavs get the fans off the feet, or should the fans get off their feet to support the Mavs?
I think it's a bit of give and take, Christian. I think if the Mavs could step up their performance, that the fans would rise up. But having zero world championship rings, I think it's going to be up to the fans to propel this team to the next level.
Now, on a little bit of a side note, this isn't just the NBA, folks. I go to the NFL, went to Dallas Cowboys games, a few. Pretty terrible season last year, let's be honest with ourselves. Fans, they just look at how the team's doing. They don't look towards the future. Oh, yeah, we lost. We're losing. I'm not going to go to any games. I'm not going to cheer. I've lost hope in my team. I'm going to find a new team. No, people. You support a team from beginning to end through good and bad times. It's like marrying the team, in a sense.
Very similar, except completely different.
Exactly. Now, Scott, I want to go right now and talk about the dress code of fans. Give me what you believe the typical fan should be wearing when attending a game.
If I'm going to attend a DMAPS playoff game.
Playoff game now. Please remember this.
And I'm a fan of the DMAPS, which...
When you say fan, people around here take very lightly that definition, but go on.
I'd like to define what I would be wearing. I would most likely be in a pair of ridiculous shorts, most likely jorts, or perhaps gym shorts. There's a possibility that I would not be donning a shirt, but if I was, that shirt would most definitely coincide with the Dallas Mavericks, whether it be a player shirt jersey or whether it just be a generic D-Mavs basketball. There's a strong possibility that my face would be painted, and an even greater likelihood that I would be wearing some sort of headband. It might not have anything to do with the Mavs, but it would look cool nonetheless.
That, folks, is the description of a fan that is enthusiastic and ready to cheer his team on to victory. But you know what? I go to a game, you know what I see?
Corporate.
Ridiculous. I see somebody wearing $300 designer jeans, the latest fashion from Gucci, Prada shoes, and all this other crap. It's ridiculous, fans. Show some love for your team and cheer them on to victory.
D-Mavs games have become a hotspot for attractive women in Dallas. That's awesome, and I'm all for that. But when it comes time for the game, I want to see some rowdy fans in their D-Mavs gear.
As one student put it, the AAC has become the Cougar Den. You know what I want to see it become? The Rowdy House. All right? Let's go, fans. I'm challenging you, Dallas. Be real fans, please. This week's Athlete of the Week is...
Josh Vanderheiden.
For his stellar performance on the baseball field.
Vanderheiden didn't get the start on Senior Day. I think he was the only senior not to get the start on Senior Day. Is that because he's the best senior? Most likely.
You make the decision.
Anyway, Coach Brian Jones calls on Vandy in a key situation. Rangers up by 14 in the third inning.
Runner on third, runner on second, one out.
If Vandy gets a hit, the game is over and the Rangers will have moved on. If he doesn't, they'll have to play a whole nother inning.
The pitch leaves the pitcher's hand, rotating slightly, not moving with a lot of velocity, getting there in a slow manner. Vanderheiden cranks back, puts the bat through the zone, connects on a single that scores the winning run.
Reminiscent of a young Albert Pujols, Josh Vanderheiden's approach at the plate was unparalleled. His vision, his determination, and his grit were unmatched by any on that field.
His season total for hits this year now stands at one.
The loneliest number
there ever was. 1-for-3, batting .333 with one RBI, and I may add, one game-winning hit.
Does that mean that he's the clutchest hitter on the team? Perhaps.
Perhaps not.
It's up for our listeners to decide. One thing we can be sure of, if the Rangers are ever in need of a game-winning hit, Josh Vanderheiden will be the first player off the bench.
And that's why we tip our hats to you this week, Josh Vanderheiden, as Athlete of the Week. Here's your upcoming schedule, Jesuit. On Friday, your Varsity Ranger baseball team sitting at 27-5, District 9-5A champions, are going to be taking on Sunset for the last district game of the year at Sunset. LAX playoffs continue to be taking part. And a quick shout-out to the robotics team up in Chicago.
Robo!
For their competition up there. Hey, don't let anybody grind your gears.
Way to go, robotics.
Keep it up. Keeping our Jesuit traditions proud. It's been another great show here. Jesuit always has been, always will be. Alongside Burt Reynolds, I'm Christian Bartholomew.
Be careful out there, folks.
Sun's out, guns out, Jesuit.